Hello?
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. I just received a call from your number.
Yeah, I got a message saying that the account was past due.
Yes.
We have not used any Local Splash or Honey Bucket in months, and my name is not Hannah, so I don't know if that counts for us or...
Is it the Four Seas Exteriors?
Yeah, it is. But yeah, like I said, we stopped using the services months ago.
Okay.
So I don't know what, if someone could actually use our account or, cause yeah, we don't have any of those honey buckets or any Local Splash like that we're using in our sites. And the last time I called them, I told you guys to pick up the honey buckets that we did have.
I'm just reading the notes here. Let me see here. So it looks like back in August of 2001, someone by the name of Hannah called in with the intention of canceling the account because she wasn't liking the results that you guys were achieving. And then the representative offered her a full service credit to give it more time for, you know, the program to bring a return on investment. And she accepted that. So that's why the account never had been canceled, because she had accepted to continue the account. So with that being said, I need to give you some options, because in the terms and conditions that was acknowledged with an e-signature, you guys agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 30th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $149 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But let me ask you, how come you were under the impression that it was canceled, or how come you want to cancel it? Because it looks like you're getting some solid results out of this.
Well, I don't even know what Local Splash is. I thought it was the honey bucket thing. But
I was wondering what you were talking about when you said honey bucket. I'm like, I don't know what
I thought it was the honey bucket, like the when they come and clean and pick up the thing. So honestly,
I see. Okay, no,
because Hannah was a worker who used to work with us. Yeah, but she stopped working months ago, so that's why I was saying, we haven't used that at all.
So she never told you that, okay.
No,
so,
yeah, that's why.
Just so that you know, what we do is we optimize your business to show on the first page of Google and Bing, so that when people are looking for your services, we make sure that Four Seasons Exteriors comes up. And the reason I was kind of shocked that you were talking about, you know, even thinking about canceling, is that on your dashboard, this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 9,544 times, and you've had 573 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you're probably getting some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware because Hannah was the one that handled it previously. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No, and the thing is, we haven't gotten any calls or, like, any jobs off of, like, phone calls off of Google or anything, so that's kind of why last time we were going to cancel it, too. Because, yeah, we haven't gotten every time we call, it says that we get people looking for us, but we don't get no calls or no emails or anything.
Mm-hmm. So give me a second here. Let me look. I don't know if she left on good terms or if there was some type of disgruntled employee situation, because it shows that you guys added us as a manager to the Google business page back on April 23rd of 2021. And then just recently, it looks like that was removed. So I don't know if maybe, you know, prior to her parting ways with your company, she went and took us off as a manager of the Google business. I don't know, but that's an easy fix. You can go on there and, you know, re-add us, and then you'll start getting the really solid results again. Because I can screenshot it and send it to you just so that you can see the results that you had received while it had been accessed and while we were managing it for you. It's, you know, like I said, you've probably gotten some solid work off of this for sure.
Okay. And so to continue this or to cancel, we have to pay that fee, right? Like $178,
right,
you said?
$149.
Uh-huh.
And one thing you can do if you like, just to give you some time to evaluate it, since, you know, you're kind of new at even knowing we were working with you, is you can pay the past due and cancel right away if you want, of course, but just so that you have some time to get some more bang for your buck, I could also put an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, which means you would be paid in full until January 14th of 2023. And my objective in doing that is to give you time to get on the dashboard, get us re-added as a manager to the Google page, and kind of see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And this is a month-to-month subscription. So come January 14th, if you realize that you don't want to continue, no problem. You can call us and you can cancel, and there wouldn't be any further charges. But that way, at least you would have, you know, like I said, more value out of what you have to pay.
Okay. And how much is it being paid monthly again?
It's just $149 monthly as well.
Okay. Okay. And if we were to cancel it, if I wanted to add it back, I just give you a call right back, right?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, you can call us anytime. We're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. Can I just do the paid in full? And then, like you said, if anything, I'll just give you guys a call back to activate it back on.
You can absolutely do that. So let me go into the billing. And I'm so sorry. My name again is Tina. What is your name, sir? I didn't even ask you this whole time.
No, it's fine. It's Josh.
Josh, nice to meet you, Josh.
Yeah.
So how does your name read on the card, or does it say Four Seasons Exteriors?
Well, it says Four Seasons Exteriors, but then it says my name under it, so I don't know. I can give you either one.
Okay. So then how does your name read, Josh, and the last name?
Joshua Morales.
M-O-R-A-L-E-S. Yes, okay. Joshua Morales. And then the billing address, is it the 202nd Avenue, or did that change as well?
Yeah, the 20537 Southeast 272nd.
20537 Southeast what? 200 and?
272nd Street.
72nd Street. Okay.
In Kent.
And Canton?
98042.
98042. Okay, and then the card number?
4701.
Okay.
4403.
Mm-hmm.
0346.
Mm-hmm.
8781.
8781. Okay, expiration?
0927.
And the code on the back?
478.
478, okay. Now, I want to send you a login to the dashboard, and I don't know if the email that we have on file goes to you or if it goes to Hannah. So let me go over here and see. If not, I'll update it.
Okay.
I have tuclubhispano@gmail.com. Is that for you, or is that an old one of hers?
No, that's old one. That's hers.
Okay, so what's your email?
It's the number 4, and then seasonsexteriorsllc@gmail.com.
Number 4, seasons exteriors, plural, right?
Yeah.
LLC. I'm sorry. I forgot the LLC.
Yeah.
Let me put that in there. And then I'll put your name as the contact, Joshua Morales. And then the other phone number we had for her, is that a business line, or can I remove that altogether? We also had a 206-650-4625.
Oh, yeah, you can remove that. I believe that was hers.
Okay, I'll remove that. So for business phone calls, you prefer that they come to your number, right? The one ending in 3400?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me update this. Okay. And then I push the next billing out to January 14th, like I said. So please, when you have a second, go on the dashboard, look at the results. I'll send you an email to re-add Local Splash as a manager to the Google Business page. Do you know how to do that?
No, but if anything, I can just give you guys a call, right? You guys probably help me through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Our toll-free number is on the bottom of the email, but you already have it from calling in earlier. So you can always call in if you want us to walk you through it. Do you have access to that, or was it another company that set that up in the beginning, like, or was it Hannah that set it up?
She's the one that set everything up, so.
Okay. So I'm going to let the technicians know we might have to go through an advanced verification process, because if she had access to it and then took us off, then we're going to go in and let Google know so that we can get back on there. So if you see that email coming and you can follow the steps to add us as a manager, that's great. If not, just regard it and we'll gain access behind the scenes, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great rest of your week too, Joshua.
Thank you too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.